This is Dr. Dave dictating follow-up consultation on Pauline, P-A-U-L-I-N-E, last name Lee, L-E-E. Her date of birth is July 15, 1943. Patient seen for Dr. Fazio. A new paragraph. Dear Dr. Fazio, thank you for your continued support. This 81-year-old female comes for evaluation today. The patient recently had lab work which showed a CBC showing slightly elevated RDW. Her CMP showed glucose of 124, A1C was 7.4. The patient used to be on Trulicity in past, but she has not had any in last 6 months. The patient also has been on Eliquis since she has had a history of atrial fibrillation and factor V Leiden mutation. The patient does not offer any significant symptoms. Physical exam, she is 5'6" tall, weighing 184. Blood pressure is 137 or 71. Eyes ENT unremarkable. Lungs were clear. Heart regular. Abdomen obese. Extremities no edema. New paragraph. Diagnosis 1, atrial fibrillation and factor 5 Leiden mutation. Diagnosis 2, now on anticoagulation therapy with Eliquis, 5 mg twice daily. Diagnosis 3, coronary artery disease. Diagnosis 4, diabetes mellitus. New paragraph recommendations. I will continue her Eliquis 5 mg BID since she is tolerating it very well. And she has been on baby aspirin. The patient wants to continue Plavix, but she did stop aspirin and Pradaxa. As far as her diabetes, she used to take Trulicity. She used to go to Dr. Gadam, but she doesn't want to go there anymore, so we'll go ahead and write her a prescription for Trulicity, 1.5 milligrams sub-Q weekly. Thank you. This is a consultation on Pauline Thompson Lee. Thank you. Copy of this may be sent to Dr. Fazio. Thank you.